It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today, and I have some good news for our listeners. We are actually changing our times from 2 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and it's going to start on January 15th, and we've had a lot of requests for this. A lot of people have asked us, can you have a better time? Well, the station says you can have a better time. So we think 12 o'clock is going to be a lot easier time for people to tune in, and we're looking forward to it. And you know what I'm going to be able to do is I can take my granddaughter swimming then afterwards. We're going to hit the swimming lessons probably because I'll be able to get to one, and that'll work out great for my schedule. Or maybe I'll see a client here or there in an odd Saturday afternoon. Who knows?
Imagine that.
You know, I have a question for everyone to reflect on today. Have you put off making an appointment for your doctor because you dread the nurse asking you to step on the scale and seeing her disapproving look when that number rolls up? You know, you say to yourself, is she really giving me that look, or am I just being too sensitive? And you know your doctor will look at the chart and tell you, lose weight. You know, it's going to help your blood pressure. It's going to help your cholesterol levels if you lose a little weight. You know, you have really tried low-calorie diets, low-fat diets, but each year you get heavier and heavier. So let's face it, losing weight is much more complex than just cutting calories or counting points. Today, we'd like to start a whole series of weight loss shows on Dishing Up Nutrition, you know, exploring the science of weight loss. And our co-host is Christina Swigert. Christina is a licensed nutritionist with a master's degree in nutrition, and she has 6 years of counseling and educating clients on all aspects of health and nutrition. You know, she helps people with concerns about fertility, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, inflammation, and certainly about metabolism and weight management. And here we are, Christina.
Here we are.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too. And, you know, we have been definitely getting a lot of information about weight loss over the years through research, seminars, analyzing the data. And I know you've probably read just about every weight loss article and book that's been written in the past 20 or 30 years.
I think I have everything because yes. It's a concern for so many people.
It is. And, you know, really, we've worked with hundreds of clients and, you know, honestly, we know more about the science of weight loss than most professionals because we really have a deeper understanding of just what this dilemma that people are caught in really is.
And I think as a nutritional counseling center, we have often not focused on the weight loss aspect. I mean, we haven't believed in this low calorie, you know, lose 3 pounds every day and all this stuff. We believe in helping people get healthy and then they naturally lose weight. You know, to give you an example, I have a client that has lost 72 pounds in the last little over, it's over a year now that she's been working on this, but she never came in to lose weight. She came in because she wanted to get rid of her aches and pains in her body.
Right.
And she was just shocked because she didn't think she'd be able to lose weight.
Right.
And so she's been focusing on less pain, feeling better, more energy, getting off the junk food, and it's just kind of melted off of her. So it's been really fun working with her. So
well, I think I see that a lot is when people are able to put their focus on other things besides just the weight loss. I think it makes a big difference.
It becomes a lifestyle change, and it's not like they're on a diet.
Right.
So, you know, 67% of the population is overweight. And these large food companies, and we have several of them right here in the Twin City area, they spend over $30 billion annually on marketing and advertising campaigns to persuade us to eat more food. I mean, that's kind of shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they have to convince us to eat more so that they continue to have a profit.
Yes.
That's so kind of interesting, I think.
It is. And I think, I know we've talked about statistics on how many calories of food is produced per year per person, which is crazy.
It's like 3,800 calories a day is produced. But we don't need 3,800 calories.
Especially from the source of food that it's coming from. So let's maybe look at some of the common myths about weight loss and obesity. And you know, really, for the past 30 years, public health authorities have really believed that dietary fat is the primary cause of obesity. And this is the main reason why low-fat, low-calorie diets have really been recommended and pushed for weight loss.
But if you're like one of the other millions of people that low-fat diets have not worked, you know, and because we see all the time, we see that the percentage of overweight people continue to increase. And our, you know, it's kind of interesting when you think about it, because if we have all this low-fat food out there, the food companies are producing all this low-fat, but people are eating it and they continue to gain weight, there's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, and there's an interesting article that's a little bit older article, but it shed some light on this topic. It was in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 1976. They found that to fatten up sumo wrestlers in Japan the quickest, so they could get them fat fast, they were fed 5,500 calories.
That's a lot of calories.
A lot. But most of those calories were from carbohydrates, and it was very low in fat. Actually, only about 16% of that 5,500 calories was from fat, but 57% were from carbohydrates. So again, it was a high carbohydrate, low fat diet that really put on the pounds very quickly for these wrestlers.
So, Christina, you said only 16% of the calories came from fat.
Right.
But they got heavy.
Yes.
Sumo wrestlers get heavy.
Yes. Rather heavy.
So I think I've just noticed that in the last 6 or 7 years that we, as when we're going to these conferences and seminars, we're seeing more university researchers looking at the research and the evidence that doesn't really support low fat any longer. They're looking at the research that is supporting not the fact that it's low fat, but they're looking at what is causing metabolism to be slower, and they're looking at the type of fat that people are eating. And guess what? It's those trans fats that's doing it to people.
Yes.
It's not the good fats, it's the trans fats.
Right, and it's interesting, while some of the research is changing, I was looking online the other day and came across some of the different top 10 things from 2007, and in the Vitamin magazine, they had a top 10 trends from around the Twin Cities from last year. And actually, one of the trends on there was to start eating more fat.
Maybe, Christina. They're all coming to our classes now.
Yeah. And I think people are catching on in the general population that things just aren't working.
I think you're right. They're seeing more and more that what they've been told in the past is not working for them. And they're looking for better answers, I think.
Right. It's interesting, the nurse's health study found that it was not the total amount of fat in the diet, but it was the consumption of the trans fats that really has the powerful negative effect on just the biological process of our metabolism. And it also not only affects our metabolism, but those trans fats also affect inflammation, and trans fats really affect fertility, too.
That is interesting. You know, what they found at the nurses, and, you know, everybody knows about the nurses study. The nurses who ate the most trans fats in their diet had the slowest metabolism, they had the most inflammation, they had increased insulin resistance, and even the lowest fertility. And this was a study of, I think, about 9,000 nurses, at least, that they looked at.
Yeah, they had a lot of people in the study. So it affects a lot of different areas of our health, you know, and eating even just a modest amount of trans fats, and they said 2% of calories.
That's not a lot of calories.
No, it's not at all. Dramatically affected the cellular function. And, you know, 2% of our calories probably only translates into about 4 grams of trans fat a day. And that's not very much.
Well, now I could easily consume 4 grams of trans fats if I chose to have a half a muffin, which I wouldn't do, or try not to have a cookie, or certainly wouldn't have an order of French fries. But all those would give you about 4 grams of trans fats.
Yeah.
You know, and So, you know, for our listeners who are the first time listeners for Dishing Up Nutrition, you know, what are trans fats? Well, trans fats are manufactured fats. You know, an example would be margarine or Crisco. You know, that's not like real fats like butter or coconut oil. Those are real fats. We're talking about manufactured fats are the trans fats.
Right. And I think another way to look at that, too, is maybe you're someone who's saying, well, I don't eat muffins or cookies or French fries. But it's important that you also just really look at the labels of the foods that you're buying, because, again, nowadays, ever since I think it was January of 06, people, the food companies have to label for trans fats. And they can say zero if it's less than half a gram. So you have to look for the hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils in the ingredient list.
So what you have to do is you have to pick up that package. And what words do you have to look for, Christina?
The hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils. Those are trans fats, even if it says zero up in the, in, you know, the label where it tells you how many grams of fats and proteins and carbohydrates.
And so what we're really saying is that has a potential to slow down your metabolism.
Right.
Even if the package says you're getting zero trans fats.
Right. Because you're probably getting just under half a gram, and they've probably cut the serving sizes. So if you have just a couple servings of a couple of those different kinds of foods throughout the day, you're probably getting 4 or more grams of trans fats.
So it's not only those fats, it's all the refined oils too, you know, like soybean oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, even refined coconut oil, or canola oil, I'm sorry, canola oil. Even refined canola oil has a negative effect on our cells. So let's take a little quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, it's a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition, in life-changing nutrition education. If your holiday eating caused you to experience stomach pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, you may have a gluten intolerance. You know, those flours that's in Christmas cookies may have created inflammation and pain in your intestinal tract. Eliminating all gluten-containing foods such as wheat, oats, barley, rye may be the answer to your intestinal problems. So if you have a question today, give us a call. We're at 651-641-1071.
Anna recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased. My night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. And even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow. It sounds like the Weight and Wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And once again, just as a reminder to you, next week our showtime is changed. Not next week, the 19th, sorry, in 2 weeks, our showtime is changing to 12 noon. So hopefully that'll make it easier for a lot of people to tune in, and it's maybe before you're running your errands.
And Christina, we're going to have Anne Louise Gittleman on as a guest on that show.
Great.
On the 19th, talking about menopause.
Yes, she's just written a new book.
Yep.
All right. Great. So, again, I'm Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and here with Darlene Kavist, also a licensed nutritionist. And we are discussing the role that fats play in metabolism and weight loss. And here's an interesting fact. A regular-sized McDonald's burger with a 16-ounce Coke and a small order of fries has 627 calories. But if you upgrade that to a supersize, you are now eating 1,805 calories and over 84 grams of fat.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And most of the fat is in the form of trans fats, which, like we've been talking about, really does slow down your metabolism.
It certainly does. So we're going to take a few callers, and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Veronica, you have a question for us?
Oh, yeah.
Hi there.
Okay, my son is a wrestler in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He just started his first year, freshman year. He's 6 foot tall, and his normal weight is 145, but his coach has always had him drop 5 pounds. So to do this, he'll starve himself for 4 days, he'll wrestle, and then he'll gorge himself, and then he'll do it all over again, and it's driving me crazy. I've never been much of a mother that was like a healthy cooker or whatever. I cook what I can as fast as I can because I work 2 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so then my daughter was hospitalized this week for an intestinal infection. And the doctor there told me to listen to your show.
Oh,
and
he really?
Said, yeah. And he said to go to do organic. Well, I haven't got a clue how to change the way we eat and how to put him on a diet that's healthy where he gets to eat.
Well, let's talk about two issues here. Christina, I know you because you're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You have some opinions about people dropping 5 pounds or 10 pounds to get down to that next weight, don't you?
Right. Yeah, it is hard, I know, in wrestling because they want them to meet a certain weight class. But, to me, that doesn't sound very healthy, especially when you're looking at school and all that kind of stuff, too. I mean, a person who's not feeding their brain for 4 days isn't going to be able to focus in on their classes very well either.
So really what he needs to eat is protein, 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 animal protein several times a day, and get rid of the junk food like the junky carbohydrates and eat vegetables and good fat, and he will have more muscle, but he won't have that bloated extra fluid that his body might carry if he eats like a sweet roll or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a much better way to eat. And I think, Christina, don't you, you know, we hear this all the time that these wrestlers, they start to develop eating disorders.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's
what I'm worried about.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, getting them up and eating a couple of eggs and some vegetables with butter and eating through the day, because that's going to fire up his metabolism, and then he'll have the energy to really wrestle,
right,
rather than going into that meat with no strength.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Their performance will be a lot better.
Okay, thank you so much.
And then, you know, as far as learning how, you know, hey, maybe come and take a class. I mean, we have classes all over the community. We also have our weight and wellness series of classes, and we do talk about how to make food, and we give out a lot of recipes.
Okay, I live in Wisconsin, so what would be the closest place for me to go to see you?
White Bear Lake.
Okay. Yeah, and sometimes we have community ed classes in Hudson.
Oh.
And I think
we do.
Some there,
yep.
So that might be a place to check if you live.
And do you close. Have a website?
Yes, it is. It's weightandwellness.com, all spelled
great.
Out. And, you know, the other thing, Veronica, is Christina does work at the White Bear office one day a week. So if you wanted to make an individual appointment, that's where she would be.
And could I bring my son with
me? Yeah,
you?
I do. Definitely. I've done a lot of stuff with student athletes. So.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Great call. Great. Good topic. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, Robin, welcome to the show. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us? Robin?
You have Mary Ann.
Well, okay. Let's take Mary Ann then. I don't know.
My question is, what is the optimal amount of organic yogurt that an adult woman should consume in a day for good digestive health?
So it's probably like full-fat yogurt that you're eating.
Oh, right. Organic. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think a cup of yogurt would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't that make sense to you as far as the
amount? We lost her.
Okay. I think that would make sense, Marianne, is a cup of yogurt a day of that. And, you know, you could divide that. I kind of do that in snacks sometimes. I have a half a cup with a little bit of fruit and maybe some nuts thrown in there a couple of times a day, because to me it's an easy snack.
Yes.
And I have to make my life easy because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
And then you can just grab that and have it, and it's satisfying and filling, and it works very well.
Yeah. I hadn't had yogurt for a while, and then I had some over Christmas, and like, I really miss that. And it is, I like to use frozen raspberries in there and some nuts, and
right.
It's great.
Exactly. So let's, now maybe we can figure out, okay, Rachel, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yes, hello. I'm wondering if you can clear up a couple questions about omega-3s and 6s and fish oils and all that jazz.
Yep.
And then also I have high cholesterol that I'm battling too. So is there a specific kind I should stay away from because of that, one that's better than another, and how many milligrams a day and all that?
You want to go ahead, Christina?
Sure. Omega-3s and 6s are both essential fatty acids, meaning we need to get them from an outside source because our body can't make them on their own. But they come from different sources, and they actually have different functions in the body. So for someone who has cholesterol issues, if you would even just pick one, the omega-3s really help to help normalize those cholesterol levels. Plus, they're going to help you decrease inflammation, be supportive to your brain, good for your immune system. And fish oil is the source that we really recommend over a flaxseed oil because it's more usable.
Okay, and that's safe with high cholesterol too?
It's recommended for high cholesterol.
Oh, good. And how many milligrams a day?
I would do at least, usually they come like 1,000 milligrams per capsule of the oil, and I usually have people do about 3 a day at least, one with each meal.
Okay, so you separate them out, you can't take them all at once?
They're more effective to spread them out.
All right.
But one thing I will say is that when you're buying fish oil, you want to make sure it's from a good source.
Yeah.
So don't just go buy a bargain one.
Well, and I heard that a good way to test that is if you burp it up after you've eaten it, then it's bad.
Oh, not necessarily. It depends on your own individual digestion, too.
Okay.
But, you know, I think try to buy it from, like, a reputable company. And they often are rated, and so that you can really tell whether they're good or not.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for what you get, basically.
Yeah.
You know, you want good quality.
And right. Then I've heard that you need to refrigerate it also, even if it doesn't come refrigerated?
Not
necessarily, no.
Okay.
I think also sometimes you look at this, and I take 2 omega-3 supplements in the morning with my breakfast and 2 with dinner at night. And that way I take 4 a day. And that's for heart protection, basically. So,
right.
And then what's the difference with the EPA and the DHA?
Those are just the abbreviations for the biochemical name of the fatty acid.
Okay.
So, and omega-6s are going to help more with your skin, your hair, your nails, and your hormones.
And how does vitamin E play into that then, too?
Vitamin E acts as an antioxidant because the omega-3s are very fragile. And so the vitamin E comes in there and kind of protects that omega-3, and it's a good idea to take the a vitamin E tablet along with when you're taking omega-3s. It's,
okay, and then how many IUs of that do you suggest?
Usually about 400 is okay. That's good for everybody.
And then do you just take that once a day, Dar, or do you take that each time you take your
No, just
omega-3?
Once a day is fine.
Okay, questions.
Yes, those are all good questions.
Well, thank you so much. Ladies do such a fabulous service to our community with this show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much for the call. So I think we need to kind of take another break, Christina.
Okay.
You know, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, if you're struggling with fibromyalgia, diabetes, arthritis, depression, or low energy, you know, I believe, of course, as a nutritionist, I would believe this, your first line of treatment has to start with nutrition. You know, take a weight and wellness class offered by Nutritional Weight and Wellness and start to feel better in 2 weeks or maybe even in a week. You know, classes are starting this week, January 14th. You know, we're starting in Chanhassen. It's the first time we're going to be in Chanhassen. We're at the Chanhassen Community Center. We are also in Maple Grove, the first time we've had a class in Maple Grove. And we're at the Maple Grove Community Center. We're in Wayzata with a couple of classes. We're in White Bear Lake with a couple of classes. We're in St. Paul with 3 classes. And we have classes during the daytime, and we have classes in the evening. And, you know, if you have a question about our classes, call us at 651-699-3438. Or just kind of go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and you can pick a class near you. And we'll be back in a minute.
Ever find yourself asking, where did I leave my keys this time? How could I have forgotten that appointment? How will I ever get all this work done when I can't concentrate? Do you ever feel overloaded, like your mind can't keep pace with your life? We expect an awful lot of ourselves. No wonder our brains seem to shut down at times from information overload. Good mental functioning requires essential nutrients, especially good fats and protein. A diet high in processed foods and refined carbohydrates can leave you feeling scattered, forgetful, and mentally fatigued. You can improve your mental functioning simply by changing the way you eat. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and individual consultations that explain how balanced eating supports memory, creativity, focus, and moods. You will learn which breakfast foods give you a power-packed start to your day, along with how to eat for long-term brain health. For information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Across the last night.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, and again, just want to remind everyone about our time change, that on the 19th, we'll be moving our show from 2 to noon. And if you have any questions for us today, please call us here at the studio at 651-641-1071. And here's another interesting metabolism fact, is the more trans fat you eat, the greater likelihood you have of developing a metabolism problem that can take up to 9 months to correct. And research is really indicating that for people who are fast food eaters or muffin and chip eaters, it often takes 6 to 9 months of avoiding all trans fats and only consuming beneficial fats to really heal up your cells and correct this metabolism problem. And one of my clients put it all into perspective by saying, "I didn't gain 60 pounds overnight, so I don't expect to lose it overnight. I would love to, but I know it would not be healthy."
Well, I think the other thing is, Christina, we often hear this is, you know, some people, they start eating healthy and then they lose weight immediately. They lose 1 or 2 pounds every week and it just kind of drops off. And then other people, like someone that works in our office, when she went to work for us, she changed her eating and started eating healthy. And lo and behold, it took her several months of not eating trans fats and of eating to support her metabolism before she started losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did. She started losing weight. She lost a pound or two every week. And, you know, before she was struggling to work out, and now she's working out 5 times a week. Amazing.
Yes.
But she has a wedding that she's getting ready for.
She
has a little bit of motivation going.
Right, right. And I think that's such an important thing for people to realize. And I think, too, especially women, because we get so concerned about that weight loss that we get frustrated.
Right. Well, I know we had a listener that had a recipe for us, but I think she's got tired of waiting for us. So we'll take this other caller. And Luann, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
I do. I've been gluten-free for a number of years, and I recently shopped at a store that specializes in gluten-free things, and they are selling oats from Canada and saying that they are gluten-free. So I just wanted to know if you know about this.
I know about this, and I have some clients that can eat that and some clients that can't.
Okay.
I just think I still recommend, and I'm not sure what it is about oats, but I find for most of my gluten-sensitive people, they cannot tolerate oats. I don't know. Christina, do you find that true?
Right. I find some who can and some who can't.
So, you know, it's great if you can.
Yeah.
But if it's going to damage your intestinal lining, that it's better to avoid.
Right.
Well, I would think so. And would you be able to tell right away somehow that it's doing
that? Well, I don't know. My clients that tried it reacted right away. They knew right away.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah. So that's what I would go with.
And it was some kind of digestive upset?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they felt like they had the flu, or, you know, they got a headache or some symptom like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is their symptom of getting gluten, you know, getting a gluten product in their food. So.
Okay. All right. And then, I'm sorry, I tuned in. Can you just briefly summarize what you said, told the woman about the omega-3s and how to take them? I missed it.
Oh, okay. Omega-3s. We believe taking, you know, one with each meal works the best. Like I do, I take 2 with breakfast and 2 at dinner. Now, I happen to take a higher dose just because I have this genetic tendency to heart disease. So I'm doing all the things to protect my heart with this amount because I want to keep the inflammation down in my blood vessels. But we also know that omega-3s bring down your LDL cholesterol and bring up your HDL. And that's exactly what you want with a cholesterol picture.
Okay. And when you say one, how much, like I take mine in a fish oil in a liquid.
Okay. Well, they're usually a capsule is 1,000 milligrams.
Okay.
And so you kind of, you know, a teaspoon is usually 600 or 700 milligrams, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what about the sixes?
Well, omega-6s is like an activated omega, like a GLA. That's an activated fat. And it's really good for hormone balance, and it's really good for skin health. And it does reduce inflammation for lungs. So it depends on what you're using these omegas for.
Okay. So I take barrage oil.
Yeah, that's an activated omega-6.
Yep, for skin and brain, I heard, too, and hormones.
Well, it's mainly for hormones and skin.
Okay.
The omega-3s are more your brain, for your brain function.
Oh, okay. So how much O6, omega-6s?
Depends on, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 most people take.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But some people take 6 who are really having a lot of skin problems.
Yeah. No.
So, you have to kind of look at what are your issues.
Yeah. Okay. And when were you supposed to take the E then?
Oh, just once a day. Any meal would be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you for repeating that. Thank you.
Oh, no question.
Thank you very
much. No problem.
I listen to your show. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Great questions. So maybe we should kind of get back to what we were talking about
sure.
a little bit.
So I have an interesting question for people. Why is it when you look at the ingredients for many of the diet foods, partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oil is listed on the ingredient list, which means there's trans fats in them? And as we've been saying, research shows that trans fats slow down metabolism. So why would some of these food companies who are trying to get you to buy their product to lose weight put something in them that slows your metabolism?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, isn't it? So, before you pick up a Smart One or a Healthy Choice or a granola bar or one of those weight loss protein bars, check the ingredients and then drop it if it has trans fats in it, or if it has partially hydrogenated fat, because you know very well that it's going to slow your metabolism. And a better selection would be a handful of nuts and get some raw nuts, because otherwise a lot of the roasted nuts are roasted in cottonseed oil, and that is a very, very harmful fat. So,
it is.
I think what we need to do is take a little quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. So often people will ask me, what is therapeutic nutrition? And to explain it, I often give them an example. Today as a nation, we are experiencing an epidemic of depression. Therapeutic nutrition teaches people what foods they need to eat so they can support the production of the brain chemicals called neurotransmitters. So we often recommend protein rather than Prozac to help people regain their well-being. So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And again, just to make sure everybody hears it, in 2 weeks on the 19th, we are going to be moving our show to noon, which should work well for everybody. If we're talking about metabolism. And for a healthy metabolism, we recommend eating healthy fats at every meal and snack, not just a couple times a day. And usually you need about 1 tablespoon of healthy fat 5 to 6 times a day to maintain a healthy, functioning metabolism, and it also really does support your energy. So some of these healthy fats might include olive oil, butter, olives, avocados, nuts, seeds, or coconut oil. And fats really do provide a feeling of satisfaction and are going to biochemically turn off the desire to eat more.
So, Christina, we have lots of callers,
all right.
So I think we're just going to... Welcome to the show, Jean. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
I do. My son was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and since that's a chronic illness, I'm just wondering if you might have any words of wisdom or advice to share.
Well, certainly, and we do work with a lot of people with either Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, and nutrition plays a huge role in it. And it really, I think people have to really eat well, very carefully. And the things that I think most people are sensitive to are the gluten grains, and that makes a big difference for people with those diseases. And again, the research shows this. I mean, you know, it's a big factor. The other one is dairy products for many people. And sometimes once you get the gluten out of the diet and you get the intestinal tract healed up, then sometimes people can eat some of the dairy products again. But again, you know, it's sugar. I mean, you know, those things, sugar and pop and all those things. And so you kind of have to look at what has caused it. You know, I think the medical community treats it, and they treat it with medications, which they need to do. But then I believe people have to look at what is causing this breakdown, this inflammation in the intestinal tract. And that would be my answer. I don't know. Do you have other questions for us on that today?
Well, I was just wondering if there were any supplements that you could recommend, or if I'm really not so sure about your organization, if it's a place that you can come if someone has some concerns and sit down and have a meeting and discuss some options or alternatives.
Well, we certainly can. I mean, we can also answer all those questions on the phone for people. But if they want to sit down and talk to us, and you know, because this is a critical illness that your son has. And so it's like finding the right person to work with to give him the support that he needs to make these changes is important. I agree. So we would be happy to, you know, just, you know, give our office a call at 651-699-3438 and, you know, just decide who you'd like to sit down and talk to. And we'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Well, I know we're using a multivitamin right now that he'd never taken before, and then also fish oil, which you'd been talking about earlier, and I was just wondering if you had any other suggestions in that regard.
Sure. I think those are two great things, because a lot of times when your digestive system is out of balance, you're not absorbing much from your food, and the fish oil is going to help bring down the inflammation, but then also you want to give some things that are going to help rebuild that digestive system. So probably two of the common things we would do would be to put some good bacteria in there to start healing up. And the one I usually start with is a bifidobacteria. And a lot of times I start with a powder when somebody's got something like colitis going on. And then the other thing that's a lot of research really shows helps to repair those cells in the intestinal tract is glutamine. So that would be something else, an L-glutamine. And again, probably in a powder form, so you can start with smaller amounts.
And the food source of L-glutamine is basically protein.
Right.
It's an amino acid, but it has been shown to heal the intestinal tract. So there's a lot of things from a nutritional point of view. You know, and a lot of people even, they can't tolerate a multivitamin to start out with.
That's true. That,
I mean, sometimes that's too harsh. So you have to, you know, you have to go slow and you have to heal slowly, but people continue to feel better as they do that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. And I think we'll just take another caller here. Let's see here. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a recipe for us today?
Yes, this is Bee.
Hi, Bee. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. And, you know, I've been making this recipe lately, and I named it Dar's Nutty Eggs.
Okay.
And so it's really quick, and if you have a minute for me to go over this recipe with you.
Sure, we do.
Right on.
The listeners will love it.
For your topic today, it's perfect. So your shopping list, and I'll send this to you so you can post it on your website as well. But your shopping list is going to be, and you want to shop for this as though you can go open your refrigerator and cook at any time, not just one time. So you get a dozen organic eggs. You want to get about a pound of walnuts, raw walnuts. You want to get a bunch of spinach. You want to get some organic tomatoes. The vine-on kind are perfect because they're the perfect size. They're not too big, and they're real juicy and sweet. And then you also want to get some organic butter. If you can't afford the organic butter, Hope butter is the next best thing because they don't put any antibiotics. They're raised naturally. It's grass-fed, so that's real good. You can find that in any co-op. So that's your shopping
list. And it tastes great.
And it tastes great. And this recipe takes 10 minutes to do. Once you get this in your refrigerator, in your pantry, you're ready to go. So the first thing you want to do is you also have to have two small omelet pans, non-stick omelet pans. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take your spinach, you're going to wash it twice, you're going to spin it dry, you're going to chop it, and then that just stays in your refrigerator. In one of those non-stick skillet pans, you're going to put a tablespoon of the butter on medium-high heat. You're going to grab a handful of the spinach, chopped spinach, which is about a cup, and you're going to let that saute until it wilts, okay? Keep it warm. In the other pan, you're going to put a tablespoon of butter, you're going to crack two organic eggs in there, and then you're just going to let them cook until the whites are cooked to the yolk is still raw. And then you take your walnuts and you want to grind them, and you keep those in the refrigerator as well, and you can take 3 tablespoons out as you need it. You sprinkle 3 to 4 tablespoons of ground walnuts on top of your eggs that are sunny side up. Then you're going to flip them over.
Wow, sounds great.
And then once you flip them over, you get like this nice crust, and you get the walnuts that are toasting on the side of the eggs that are sunny side up, okay? Then what you do is you take your spinach, you put it on a plate, you flip your eggs over so that the crusted walnut side is on top of your spinach. You take one of your tomatoes, you dice it, and you sprinkle that on top, and you have like the perfect nutritious omega essential fatty acid high minerals, lycopene in the tomatoes. It's also gluten free, so, and you can serve that at any time of the day.
That sounds great.
Dar's nutty eggs.
Oh, you just created that, didn't you, B?
I did.
Oh my gosh, that is a great recipe.
It is, and I'll send it to you, Dar, so you can post it on your website. And thanks for all you're doing there, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you, B. Happy New Year to you. Love
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a great recipe for that, for her. So I think we can take another caller here. And, I guess I just heard that we should take a break, actually, before we take a caller. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Now, Barry Sears, he is the author of The Zone, and a former research scientist at the Boston University. And he has a new book called Toxic Fat Syndrome. I don't think it's out yet, but it's coming out. And he notes that the use of toxic fats, and that's what he calls trans fats in refined vegetable oils, such as like soybean oil or corn oil. And they actually, the use of those fats mirrored the increase in obesity. And Dr. Sears and other noted researchers point to refined oils as one of the main culprits in slow metabolism. So we'll be back in a minute.
Have you ever considered trying nutritional therapy for the chronic condition that prevents you from feeling your best? Sadly, many who suffer from indigestion, pain, inflammation, fatigue, slow metabolism, and depression do not realize how much relief nutritional therapy can offer. You may be surprised to learn how much better you can feel just by changing the way you eat. Don't settle for feeling marginal. If you are ready to learn how nutrition can make a difference in your health and well-being, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Their nutritionists and educators understand the biochemistry of food in the body. Fake foods, low calorie and low fat diets slow metabolism and can cause long-term health problems. That is why NWW recommends eating a balance of whole natural foods for health and well-being. To schedule a consultation or register for a class, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You will receive sound nutritional advice from a caring, committed staff.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, and again, just a reminder that on the 19th, we will be moving our show from 2 o'clock to noon, so you can tune in at noon starting on the 19th. And I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, here with Dar Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we are both very passionate about teaching people about real foods and man-made food and the difference between them, and especially about real fats and man-made fats. And this information really does have the potential to turn your health around. So if you have questions about the things that we've been talking about today, you know, or about our classes or individual consultations, please give us a call at our office. And Lee is there today and would love to talk to you and answer your questions. And you can reach her at 651-699-3438.
And I think we have time for one quick caller. Welcome to the show, Mary. You have a question?
Yes, I do. Yes, I am 75. and I was diagnosed with lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And just about a year ago, but I'm just having a horrible time. And now it was just Christmas and all the Christmas cookies and all those kind of things.
Well, one of the things, Mary, that I would recommend, and I'm just going to do this quickly because we're running out of time today.
Yes.
Basically, you need some good bacteria back into your intestinal tract. And bifidobacteria is the one that I think will help you the most. And I think if you start taking that 3 times a day, you'll start to put back in the good bacteria, and pretty soon you won't be lactose intolerant, probably.
Well, what's the name of that stuff?
It's called bifidobacteria.
Bifido, D?
B-I-F-I-D-O, bacteria.
Okay.
And we have it at our office, or, you know, you can call our office to find out more about it.
Do you get it at the drugstore?
Nope, you don't. They don't have such a, they don't understand this.
Okay.
So you have to get it from a nutrition store.
A nutrition store.
Yeah.
And, well, there are some of them around.
Sure, there are. So just give them a call and ask them if they have that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. So, you know, Christina, back in 2003, the government of Denmark decided to protect their citizens from heart disease, and they banned trans fats in fast foods, baked goods, and commercial, you know, commercial foods. Now, guess what? They have less heart disease, better weight control, and they actually have increased fertility. They have more babies around.
It's amazing, which is not happening here. So really, like we've been talking about, getting rid of trans fats is one of the first concepts that we really try and teach clients. Because of those things, it makes a huge difference. Whether they're our individual clients or they're in our weight and wellness classes, we know that their health will improve. For most people, their metabolism really starts to take off, and they will start to lose weight without starving themselves.
So what you want to do, you want to replace those trans fats with a variety of healthy fats, such as butter, olive oil, olives, nuts, seeds, avocados, coconut oil, and avoid all those refined oils.
And again, try having a small serving of fat with every meal and snack to support your metabolism and your blood sugar balance and reduce insulin resistance.
And remember, the magic within you is real foods and real fats. And thank you for listening today. B, thanks for that recipe. Happy New Year to you.
Bye.